Dreamscape presents Aunt Dimity and the Widow's Curse by Nancy Atherton. Narrated by Christina Moore. For Emily Wunderlich, who has the patience of a saint. Chapter 1. Annabel Craven was an ideal neighbor. Quiet, tidy, and unfailingly polite, she was the sort of neighbor who could be relied upon to lend a frantic baker a cup of sugar or to water a window box while its owner was away on holiday. No one knew Mrs. Craven's exact age. She never mentioned it, and it would have been impertinent to inquire, but anyone with eyes could see that she was elderly. Her tweed skirts and blazers hung loosely on her shrunken frame. Her soft gray eyes peered out from a face webbed with wrinkles, and she wore her long white hair in a wispy bun on the back of her head. Her tweed skirts and blazers were elderly, too, as were her sensible shoes, but her clothes were well made and well kept, and would, in all likelihood, outlast her. Mrs. Craven was in remarkably good health for a woman of her advanced years. Her eyesight was undimmed, her hearing was excellent, and her nimble fingers could undo knots that defeated much younger women. She moved slowly but surely, without the aid of a cane or a walker, and everyone who knew her agreed that her mind was as agile as her fingers. She could hold her own in any conversation, and she wasn't the least bit forgetful. If Mrs. Craven made an appointment, she kept it. Mrs. Craven lived in Finch, a small and somnolent village set among the rolling hills.